ACLU Director Chris Amadi says information released about the death of Rajko Utvik suggests that police had no alternative except to shoot him when he charged at them with a knife. Amadi has asked police officials for more information about the training police receive for dealing with people suffering with mental illness.
In police circles, there's a lot of talk about better ways to handle these situations, crisis intervention training, for instance, and maybe the Department in Racine could explore that possibility.
In a letter this week to the Racine County Sheriff, the Racine County District Attorney Richard Cipetti congratulated police for following protocol by using a taser first to try to subdue Utvik before they were forced to shoot him. The letter says Utvik had cut himself with a knife and was bleeding and continued to charge at police, knife in hand, even after being tasered. The ACLU has asked for a copy of the full report on the investigation. Amadi says this case raises concerns that have come up in other police shooting incidents in the state this year involving people with mental illness.
For too long, police departments, and this appears to be the case in Racine, have felt that as long as somebody has a weapon, appears to be threatening officers, that they don't have any other recourse but to shoot.
Amadi says police departments need to work more closely with mental health providers and agencies that advocate for people suffering from mental illness to find less lethal ways to defuse violent situations. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.